This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. More cities across the country are opening up what are called supervised injection sites, places that addicts can go to inject themselves with some degree of safety. In Philadelphia, the city is inviting private organizations to open and run those sites with staff who would hand out clean needles or connect drug users with treatment as appropriate. It's not uncontroversial, but proponents are making the argument that safe injection makes economic sense. From the health desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Your number, sir?
26502.
Philadelphia's heroin problem is on full display at Prevention Point, which runs a needle exchange in an old brick church along the L tracks. This is Kensington, a neighborhood where abandoned buildings give way to encampments, people in tents, others on mattresses under bridges. Just this afternoon, 300 people come through. Some look healthy and well-dressed, others disheveled. Lesions on their faces.
Are you going to be all right for the weekend? Because we're closed on Monday.
Yes.
People here swap old needles for new. One of them is 37-year-old heroin user Anne. We're not using her last name because she's concerned about being targeted for her drug use. Anne says she's been revived after ODing 5 times.
I've turned blue. I stopped breathing. People couldn't wake me up.
Giving people like Anne a better chance of surviving overdoses is a main argument for supervised injection. Prevention Point's Jose Benitez says a needle exchange isn't enough.
1,200 people died in the last calendar year. We're talking about saving people's lives.
The city believes the sites will save up to 75 people every year. In a recent report, it's also touting the economic benefits of supervised heroin use. It's an expensive problem to manage right now. Every day, city workers fan out across Philadelphia.
Our ambulance drivers, our doctors, our case managers, the list goes on and on.
Eva Gladstein, Deputy Director for Health and Human Services, estimates the opioid crisis costs Philadelphia well over $26 million a year. But city officials also know it can be difficult to drum up much sympathy for people who wrestle with heroin addiction. So City Hall talks about how these sites would drive down spending on the epidemic, and that could benefit everybody.
Instead of being able to use that money to beautify a park or to fill a pothole, we're spending that on shelter or tearing down a vacant or abandoned building.
The city says safe injection sites would reduce expensive ambulance rides, emergency room trips, and hospital visits, saving at least $2 million every year in direct health care costs. Temple University health economist Catherine McLean says there's a lot of evidence that treatment, which will be offered through safe injection sites, carries its own economic benefits.
They've allowed people to stop using substances, and they've allowed them to reintegrate into society and work in productive ways.
But treatment costs money and takes time. Plenty of people relapse. Plus, Philadelphia intends to provide housing services through the safe injection sites. Some could need those services for years, which could wipe out savings, says Northwestern's Craig Garthwaite. But the economist says maybe, in this case, money isn't the point.
Even if we don't save money, but we have fewer people dying, I would think that maybe we want to think that's a good thing, right? That it doesn't need to show up just in cost savings. It can show up in increased longevity and fewer people passing away.
The city hopes to open the first safe injection site in the next 6 to 12 months. The challenge in Philadelphia and other U.S. cities is persuading critics that saving lives in and of itself is reason enough. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.